It's time for Agriculture, presented by Turkana Farms in Germantown, New York, a small-scale producer of heritage breed livestock and a wide array of vegetables and berries on just over 39 acres. They also produce a full array of garden vegetables, many of them heirloom varieties raised naturally, as well as an assortment of berries, including raspberries, blackberries, gooseberries, black, red, and white currants, mulberries, and elderberries. And now, here's Mark Scherzer.
Most of my life, I've cultivated an air of detached irony. I offer satiric commentary about the day's news. I point out the absurdities of human behavior in matters political and cultural. Borrowing an insight from my late partner, Sun Perry, I ask how the same people who claim it's impossible for human activity to cause climate change also believe that clever politicians are able to shift the paths of hurricanes in order to damage particular communities for nefarious purposes. So anxious was I as a young man to understand how people embrace fact-defying beliefs, I almost became an anthropologist. To sit in judgment on the irrationalities of others is to imply, however, a superior rationality of the one doing the judging. And it's true. I do believe that I'm the all-too-rare, fully rational man. With great confidence, I grace my friends with my insights. They're lucky that I carefully weigh all the important factors and invariably arrive at fair, sensible, and balanced conclusions. Yet, remarkably, my friends don't always agree with me. One of them, George, has spent the last 55 years or so challenging my obviously irrefutable opinions with little niggling details he calls facts or evidence, leading to arguments that go on for hours sometimes. If I respond to his so-called facts or evidence by restating or clarifying my position, George has been known to accuse me of being a slippery character, espousing the sorts of contradictory positions I point out in others. What George calls slippery, I call nuanced. The world is full of complicated forces that need to be accounted for. Coming to the right conclusions can be exhausting. Farming is such a balm to my soul in part because it allows me to suspend my preoccupation with the squishy uncertainty of human behavior. I grapple instead with a physical world where facts require a certainty, verifiable by careful observation, science, and research. Seeking explanations in this realm seems so much less fraught. Take, for instance, my recent encounter with some mysterious acorn squash. A few weeks ago, as I was dumping muck from the barn floor onto the compost heap, I noticed three quite perfect-looking acorn squashes on the ground. I had worked there the evening before and had not seen them. Their presence was mysterious. We hadn't planted any acorn squash in several years, nor bought any recently. And why would anyone put such beautiful, intact vegetables on the compost? I wondered, did someone sneak in and deposit these here as a practical joke to drive me a little crazy? I can't imagine an animal schlepping them here. 2 days later, another squash appeared there. This demanded some exploration. I checked around the other side of the compost heap wall and found a squash vine growing under the pokeweed, laden with fruit. I figured we had thrown out seeds from a store-bought squash last year, and I was delighted that a vine had resulted. Before putting the squash on sale, I decided to make one for dinner. I wasn't sure it was the best night to do it, because as I cut it open to scoop out the seeds, I realized I had a weird taste in my mouth. I thought I might be coming down with COVID. Even my afternoon cup of coffee tasted wrong. But I proceeded to put butter, honey, and salt in the squash cavity and baked it to accompany the scallops Eric planned to sauté. Sitting down to dinner, we each dug right into our free garden bonus. But the taste was so bitter that neither of us could get past the first bite. We chucked the squash. Shortly before dawn the next morning, both Eric and I were awakened within a half hour of each other with rather violent gastrointestinal episodes, I'll spare the details, that recurred repeatedly through most of the day. While I at first suspected the seafood, it eventually occurred to me to Google bitter-tasting acorn squash. Bingo! One article in gardeningknowhow.com explained that all the members of the cucurbit family, cucumbers, melons, and pumpkins, in addition to squash, produce powerful toxins called cucurbitacin. They may produce them in particularly concentrated way when the plants are stressed by drought, or if they've been cross-pollinated by wild squash plants. Too much cucurbitacin and the squash is bitter and makes you sick. Another article reassured me that the toxin is unlikely to kill you, although you may wish it had, as the symptoms could endure all week. Now, either drought or cross-pollination could have explained the toxin load in these squash, but there was no doubt that cucurbitacin had caused the bitterness, the illness, and likely even my impaired taste buds from handling the seeds and pulp. I give high praise to the agricultural chemists and toxicologists who research and explain all these things. And every day I seem to want answers to scientific questions. Like why, with my new brood of hens starting their 21st week of life, they have yet to lay a single egg. Everything I read assures me that they should have started laying in the 18th week. In our current post-truth world, social science courses that try to explain human behavior are being deleted from school curricula, while federal agencies that fund and supervise hard sciences are about to be entrusted to those who do not believe in the academic research system. Truth and, quote, facts, unquote, will soon be what powerful interests want them to be, no longer based on neutral inquiry to serve the common good. I would not be surprised if someone told me that it would have been good for me to eat the whole squash to cleanse my system, or that somehow it was Dr. Fauci or the FDA who are responsible through some corrupt motive for my hen's retarded egg laying. So here's my second resolution for the next 4 years. Doing what I can to promote a truth-based value system informed by the sorts of pure science and academic inquiry that have so far so improved our lives.
Agriculture is underwritten by Turkana Farms, LLC, a small-scale producer of heritage-bred livestock and a wide array of vegetables and berries on just over 39 acres in Germantown, New York. More information, 518-537-3815.